Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Noah's excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.
Talking about himself as what? Now, Now, Superman is teaching us in the Word of God. Now, neither is the Word of God, not as the Word that God speaks, but as the embodiment of all that God will ever say. You know? So, it doesn't mean that Jesus stopped existing when God was talking. If Jesus is the Word of God, that's what God says, then if God keeps quiet, then Jesus is in a natural state. Or if not, he's the embodiment of all that God ever wants to say and God ever wants to communicate to man. So even when God is not talking, the world is existing. So because it's not just, so either it's not like the word that I speak, that you are talking right now, in terms of my word, but that is not me. That is talking about him as the word. It's not talking about him as when God opens his mouth, what comes out. It's talking about him who is the embodiment of every communication of God. So that is he that is called the word of life, and that's what Paul was talking about in 1 John chapter 1, verse 1. That was from the beginning, which we have read, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our eyes have handled of the word of life. In other words, there is something concerning himself. We are not just talking about the thing that he's saying right now. We are talking about himself, that there is what is called the word of life. Jesus got to be said, after he has scared everybody away, he said, you also go. He said, where are we going? He said, you have the word. Look at it. You have the word. The thing is, you are the word. Do you understand that? You have the word of eternal life. But you have the word of life. But it depends on the time. When we reach you, we know that we have access to the word of life. And do you understand what I'm saying this evening? Hello, are we together? To be alone. So, is that why we don't keep on saying you have the words of eternal life? In other words, if people want to live, all they need to do is to listen to you. Do you understand that? But you yourself, you are the embodiment of life. And, you know, in verse 11, for the life was manifested, listen to me, there is the word of life, there is the life. The essence of the word of life is for the life. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, he said, now, he's not just talking about it. He said, for the life was manifested. Not just the word of life was spoken. That means that you're speaking the word of life and manifesting life. Manifesting life is not just talking about life. It's talking about someone who can show us the life. In other words, the life was shown and we are seen. And we are declaring to you right now that there is this life, and we have come into the fellowship of that life. We have not just seen the life, we also now are living the life. And the reason why we are writing to you is so that you also can begin to live that life, because that is the fellowship. Hallelujah. So, so if you ask John the Beloved, what is his drive, what is his passion, is so that everyone can come to begin to live this same life. He said, for the life was manifested, and we have seen, and bear with that, and show it to you, that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto you. Listen to me. When he said, we come to you, show you that eternal life, actually, that eternal life is not actually the same thing as the word of life. That's what I'm trying to explain. There is something called the word of life. There is eternal life. Now, I don't want to confuse us. I want us to get what I'm trying to say. Listen. Let me believe you understand. So that will not. Because I'm trying to show each other, and then I will begin to also give myself a problem. So I have to have faith that you understand, so that I have free course. Hallelujah. Otherwise, I'll be doing too many work. And that I have told me not to set myself. And I don't want to. Amen. Let us take this cool. Hallelujah. For the life was manifested, then to perfect. That's it. First one. Let us take this thing simple and let's understand what we're talking about. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our eyes have handled. Now, you know, so
Of God and of apostle Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's and the apple of the left hand of the truth, which that calls with godliness. Yes. In hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. And I could just have an interview in every chapter. Don't think that this is what before the world began. I would have to start as things that have been said. Mark, go back to verse 1. Let's read. You can't rush through many times. Paul, a bondman of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of government and the acknowledgement of the truth, which accords, which is in agreement, which points towards godliness, then what is it? In hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. Now, I'm going to show you something about the life. Now, the life of God, I told you that we must receive a life which was with what? The Father. And now, when he's talking about life in respect to God, he's not talking about another kind of life but eternal life. We know that eternal life is God's life. That's the life God has. But why do we call it eternal life? In hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. Now listen to me. God promises something you have. Hello? So why God has promised eternal life? It means the people to whom he promised it didn't have it. In hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. Now the question, in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. Now the question is this. To whom did God promise eternal life? Or who was in that meeting where eternal life was promised? Can you answer that question? Where did God promise eternal life? Before what? Before time began. And God said, in the beginning. That is when time began. God created heavens and the earth. Before time began, God promised eternal life. Can you please God take it? Look at it. In hope of eternal life, which God who cannot lie. I think people have to say, Daddy, I'm sorry. Thanks so much for this privilege. Hallelujah. You know, I've got to be there. I didn't even want anybody tonight. Amen. Thank you very much. You're welcome, sir. You're welcome, man. Pastor Billy, you're welcome, sir. One minute, one minute, you're welcome. Pastor Billy, every other person is welcome. Amen. Up to the cause, we know that. My wife, you're welcome. Amen. So, hallelujah. So, in part of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. Now, the word time here is the word in the air, which also means ages. That, you know, it's talking about that time is not actually our time. It's talking about forever. It's talking about time in perpetuity. But time you cannot possibly with your mind. And, theoretically, you can imagine if you want to trace it back to the very time. That actually, in that time, we're not talking about this. That ages past. And there are still ages to come. No, so when he's talking about time here, when he's talking about time power, he's talking about perpetuity in time. Time, you don't know, you don't know when it began, you don't know when it's ending. So, now, to say that in hope of eternal life, which God who cannot lie, promised before time began. Now, what was beginning? Right now, in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, it means at the first time. Hello? At the what? First time. Or he said, at the first age. God created the heavens and the earth. It means that before God could create anything physical, he had to first create an age. All of us exist with a time. Even the angels. Hello? All of us exist. This particular time we are looking at, even God will cut out within the frame of this tree. This vine is older than angels. Hello? Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay, you got it. At the same, I drank the water. Which one do you expect? Can drinking water come before the same? Now, what is the same for me to be able to drink water? So, if God in the beginning created the heavens and the earth, that means there was the time before God can create. So, the time for the creation exists within that time. So, God Micah was not there. Micah was not there. Hello? Ida was not there when God comes. He only comes and sends it to me himself. Hallelujah. Don't look at verse 3. Look at that. But as in due time, manifested what? In due time did what? Manifested is what? True preaching, which was committed to me according to the commandment of God our Savior. Now, this is how God promised eternal life before time began, and it was a secret that was kept. Nobody knew about it. But what happened was, as in due time, as in due time, manifested his word full preaching, meaning what God promised before time began. In the counsel of God, and nobody knew, God began to make that thing plain. God began to reveal it and began to bring it to the realm of understanding of men, so that man's mind can begin to, come into alignment with what God had said, even before he began to create anything. And God has said that it's been manifested through preaching, which was committed to me according to the commandment of God, our Savior. So you discover that the whole of the gospel truly is about this life that God has. But now, the interesting thing about it is this. Now, what is the promise of God about? This is the promise of God in essence. We have a life that we share within ourselves, but in the course of time, we are going to extend the boundary of the fellowship of that life. Hello? We are going to extend the boundary of the fellowship of what? Of God life. Listen to me, and it is not a new concept. It is not new. The first journey of God, the first attempt of God of bringing life to men, did not even start with us. It began with Eden. Because the moment God put the tree of life in the garden of Eden, God had already shown man, I want to give life to you. I ask a question. Why did God put the tree of life in Eden? Was Eden ever the dead man? Hello? The Bible does God break into your slab? He became what? If he did so, and then God put the tree of life in the midst of the man. Adam wasn't dead. He didn't need the tree of life to sustain his own life. Because there were other fruit, other trees in the garden. Because of any of the tree of the garden, you can eat. Eat of everything. And then God also told him about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You know, and the knowledge of the tree of life. So, Adam had life. It's not that Adam didn't have life. But we know that the path that Adam had was not the life that God has. When God put the tree of life in the midst of the garden, the agenda of God is so that man can also what? Partake of life. So the project of giving life did not just start now. The project of giving life had started even with Adam. God had an intention of giving him life. That's why we could not forget that. What we call the word of life is that tree of life. It was the word that God offered her as a bedded in the tree and put him in the midst of the garden. And so if you are thinking of it, you would have had life. That was it. So when God was not talking about the word of life in front of man, he was actually only talking about the tree of life which is in the midst of the garden. And this is what I need to tell Christian. Listen to me. Don't make boast in the fact that you have eternal life. Because the truth is this. Adam to have what? Eternal life. He had it in the garden. He had it away. The God did the eternal life to Adam. God did eternal life to him. No, he didn't take it. Hello? He didn't do what? He didn't take it. And the same way you can have eternal life in your garden. Because when you look at Pastor when he taught all this, you know, showing us the faces of salvation, the faces of life. If you look at the book of John, you will see two faces of the same life. So in John, not tell them why they don't look at it. I will tell you a bit of a workshop. John chapter 5.
Now, in him was life, and life was light of men. And it's in this sense,
was a black, that God had given to us, that made light in me come to our light. Now, Jonah said, that light was manifested and we have seen it. Immediately, God said, listen to me, there is a difference between hearing the word of life and seeing the light manifested. There is the word of life. God said something. He said in the second Corinthians, while we're talking about our preaching was not with the entitlement of any wisdom. First Corinthians 2, take us to that scripture. First Corinthians 2, let me teach you something. First Corinthians 2, look at this. And my speech and my preaching was not with the entitlement of any wisdom. But in what? In what? Did God preach? Yes, they did. But he said, my faith and my preaching was not with entitled word of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of what? Power. You can preach life. Is it different thing to preach life? Is it different thing to demonstrate life? Now, the word of life is a preaching of life. Now, we are not talking about preaching life. We are talking about the effect of life. I am living the life so I can demonstrate the life to you. So, there are different things. Moses led the children. Moses was leading the children of Israel to Canaan. And Moses never been to Canaan. No. He was a preacher of Canaan. But he cannot demonstrate Canaan. That was why they had to sacrifice. To go to Canaan and bring up the food so that the people can see. That is what is called demonstration. Demonstration means to show. Show it. Now, by the time somebody could tell me, somebody can tell me today, I was showing a drug that can kill rats. You know, a drug that can kill rats. And the guy was saying, this drug, in fact, whether the rat eats it or not, the rat will die. That is preaching. Demonstration is, the rat bring a rat, take the drug, the rat in your presence eat the drug, a rat in your presence, the rat dies. That was not preaching. That's demonstration. At that point, you have no doubt again. You will die. And you must talk. Now, the actual when he said, he was talking about the life, he said, the life was manifested. And we have seen, and we bear witness, and show to you that eternal life. See, these apostles, they know something. They don't just know the word of life. They can explain to you that life. You know, we were any preaching. But this guy said the life was manifested. The life was manifested on the soil. And they were very nice to him. But now, the beauty of it is not just that. It's not the life. He now said, we also have come into the fellowship of that life. The reason why they are not telling you this thing is so that you also might what? Come. Into that life. Hallelujah. That thing that is everything we are supposed to be teaching in the church is how we actually people can come to the place of fellowship with the life. And that will take a whole lot of work. If you just preaching, if you just demonstration. Listen to me, we are not just meant to enter into life just by the preaching of life. We are going to enter into life by the demonstration of life. So that we know what this life means. Listen to me, you don't need to tell me what it means to have a woman's life. I know my life because I'm a woman. Hello? What want to tell me about human life now? That I don't know. What is it? I've not almost taken the existence of the world. I've not almost taken the about my life. Now, the time can tell me there's something called faith. I didn't know that one, but now I know it. Sorry to be offended. I just have to say something. That is the existence of human life. That's not even it. So you don't know anything about my life yet. Hallelujah. You don't know anything about my life. You don't know. There's another dimension. If I don't know you, you want me to do that. You don't know that one. You can't find one. So you know that one. That's the dimension of life. But you know that the same way, there is God's life. And this apostle says, the same way you know, the man, the woman knows what it means to carry the baby in a womb and give it. We are life and we can talk to you and live the life to you, and then you will see and say, this is what is called eternal life. Eternal life cannot just be taught, it can be seen. But the truth is this, before we can come to that point, we have to hear the word of life. Listen to me. The word of life. Like me. The word of life. Capital letter W. Must speak to us. It is when we hear. When we hear what he preaches. It begins from there. He is the word of life. He has the word of eternal life. Listen to me. He does not have the word of eternal life. He has the life. So, I'm not a teacher, I'm not a preacher, I'm a leader of this life. So, it began with one face. I'm also a giver of that life. Now, so, you began to see that. You began to say, we have read about that which concerning. Now, the gospel basically is that God was meant to live. He has put his life in Christ. Whoever takes Christ will have the life. This is it. That's why he said in Daniel 5, this is the record of man's future of eternal life. And whoever has the soul has life, whoever does not have the soul does not have this life. So when a man comes and accepts this one, he begins to live. Now there is something I want us to do this here, but I must tell you again. I want to, before we can come to the fellowship of this life, John talked about something. He said, take out chapter 4, John chapter 1. Then John chapter 1. That it was from the beginning which we have heard. Listen, the brother. Now, before I tell us of this, hope you have not forgotten. Romans chapter 1, verse 15. Sorry, take us to Romans chapter 1, verse 16. I left it from 15, Romans 1. So, as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome also. Remember, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is what the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and also for what? The Greek. Remember. For in the gospel, for in me, the righteousness of God is revealed from what? From faith to what? To faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. So that is why we move from one dimension of faith to another dimension of what? Faith. I want to tell you something. There is faith that comes by hearing. There is faith that comes by seeing. There is faith that comes by looking upon. There is faith that comes by hearing. It's not the same. It's not the same. Every year that faith comes, Romans 17, faith comes by what? And hearing by what? Now, you think that is all that is physical? It's not. So, now we are saying that it is from faith to faith. So, if I hear the gospel, there is a faith and presence. I want the gospel to speak that God has a life. You want to share the life with men, and he has already given Christ. Who has the life that whoever believes and accepts the word of Christ is going to live that faith life. So when I hear that gospel, there is faith that is activated in me. It is a faith of life. But it's not a faith. The Lord don't say that was not from the beginning, which we have heard, which we did what? We have seen in what? Our life. What does that mean? Isaiah chapter 53, verse 1. Let me look at those two dimensions. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 1. Who has believed what? What is that? What is a report? A report is a report. It's something you heard. That one actually is also made you know. It means sin. It means. So who has said what? Who has believed what? Our report. So you have heard. It is hearing. About the next thing. And for whom has what? The eye of the Lord been what? The review. What is the hand of the Lord? The hand of the Lord talks about the Lord saving strength. What is the gospel? It is the power of God of what?
The revelation, they moved forward. The way they looked upon it, they got
His presence. So God knows that we are in His presence. We want to come into His presence. You don't meditate. Look at Hebrews chapter 9. Let me forget. Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 24. Hebrews 9, 24. For Christ is not entered into the holy places many times, which are the figures of the true, but into everything itself, not to aware, not to what, appearing in the presence of God. Listen to me, that is where they have fullness of joy. When you pray in the presence of God, you have all answers. We are praying on that too. How do you? We are praying on it. If you don't get your prayer, you know that in the book of Revelation, they said there was one angel that was standing at the altar of our faces. And he took his hands and said he was preaching the prayer of the saints to go to God. So, our prayers here, when it gets there, we still need to process it and help to push it. They need to add pleasure. They are not giving up pleasure. So, the bone is this. To upgrade the pleasure that is coming from our prayers by eternal faith. You understand? This faith is pleasure. The pleasure that generates is not good enough. So somebody in the heavenly order draws pleasure, adds it to a prayer, and then after that, this is so that it's not the one in his body, it's many of our own with it. Do you understand that? You know, when there is no sign that cannot be seen, you now put your document to go start to do not vice versa. That's the technology. But we really don't want to. With the fullness of it is that we are in His presence. He said, after 2 days, He will revive us. On the third day, He will raise us up. That we might believe in His sight.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many Spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.